Right, we are now fully fledged into the spring, and I think by the time this recording comes out, the sun will get blocked out by the moon or some bullshit.
Oh my god,
this eclipse shit is getting on my goddamn nerves.
For sure.
But it is Michael with
Tatiana,
and hey, listen, right now we will be remiss. Shout out to Don Staley.
Come on, Game Black.
And the South Carolina women gang. Who just went undefeated. Now, which is another truth. If I got to root for one colonizer over another, I'm going to keep it a buck.
Oh,
I had to root for one colonizer over another. I'm going to root for a colonizer got a black coach.
Flight Coach Dawn Staley, she is like the freaking absolute best. Like, she's just always so calm, so collected. Just see, like, we chilling. We got this. Like, turbulence, she going right through it. She cool. Awesome. She cool, they cool.
Also, remember, this is the woman who didn't win an NCAA championship when she played. And she
was one of the
greatest in her era. And she said that. I went into coaching. After she's won Olympic gold medals.
Right.
She played in the WNBA and been a Hall of Famer. She said, I need some rings. And she said, only way I'm going to get my rings is to go into coaching.
Yeah. So, at this point, yeah.
Shout out to her, the Lady Kane Cox. Perfection. Perfection is something that's rough, folks. Perfection is something that's rough.
Love them. They are the best.
So, you know, we would be remiss not to mention them, but we don't
jump. They know when we record it.
Oh, yeah. Still gonna be watching for the Hook Wednesdays for all y'all. So I also know you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. And so what we can do is now get Miss Parker on.
You got a soapbox topic today.
Man, I'm finna jump.
It's your soapbox. It ain't mine.
Very vocal. So, man, let me tell you. So, as most small business owners know, they always move to go.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the U.S. government. I'm talking about Uncle Sam, IRS. Man, fuck them hoes.
Right.
Nah, we're going to keep it a buck. They done moved the goalpost again. I'm going to tell you why they moved this goalpost. So, what they've done is now for qualified business income deduction. All right. So, this is like this new thing that they done jumped in the last, it started in 2017.
They found any old damn reason.
So, for years, they have been letting small business owners be able to deduct their deductions.
Deduct their deductions.
Or at least have qualified deductions from their businesses that they can equate as business losses. So now, what you are now in, now you in this post-pandemic era. In 2020, the world shut down. A lot of people were either laid off or left corporate America.
Yeah, that's true.
In 2020, you had a gigantic influx.
Yep.
Of small businesses being started.
Yeah, everybody and their mama. I'm about to do this. Somebody told me it was cute one time, so I'm about to do this. Or this is an idea I've been sitting on, so I'm about to do this.
Whether they were legit or non-legit, that's not for me and Ms. Parker to decide. No. That's for the folks that work for the federal government.
Yeah.
What they've done now is over the years, they have now started to take away business deductions from people that are in business. And for us, we are a LLC, but also a partnership.
Yes, we are.
So we're a partnership because it's two of us.
Yes.
Me and my wife, we are the M&T Park LLC. We base only two employees.
Yeah. It's a 50-50%.
Yeah.
And in ownership, that's basically what it is.
But because me and Ms. Parker don't file W-2 wages.
No.
For ourselves, it hinders our business.
It does.
And the reason is why we don't file W-2 wages is because we still got regular jobs.
Yeah. We're basically not paying ourselves.
Yeah. We have not paid ourselves one dime ever.
Mm.
And so now you got to the point where There have been so many businesses that have started since the pandemic.
Because think that when they start a business, it's going to be their get-rich-quick scheme. Not everybody thinks that. And the me phrasing it like that doesn't necessarily mean it's derogatory.
No, but that's...
But you want to be like, I made it.
Yeah, people be like, oh, girl, I did this. Or, oh, man, yeah. I did that. And it gets to a point now that you're looking at yourself and you're like, damn, so what about me? That the people who do it right, who do it correct, who put it in blood, sweat, work, and tears. And then you hear this old adage, well, you need to put more into your business. All right, so check this out. What has happened to us, or not just us, I think it's happened to probably millions of people.
Yeah, I mean, we just felt it, you know.
We just felt it personally and financially here in the last tax season, is that now the business deductions that we used to be able to write off, we can't write off because they are not qualified business deductions or loss. So for when people say, man, what you been putting into your business? All right, so last year, I'm going to give y'all a few examples of what we put into Watchful Hook for 2023. We upgraded softwares. We bought multiple products.
Right.
We've spent money on advertising. We spent money on getting logo designs made.
Yeah. That cost. All of that cost.
We spent money on pop-up productions.
Yeah.
Pop-up setups. We spent money on just even buying ink for your damn printer. That's a business expense.
That's money, yeah.
That's a business expense. Web root or whatever you software have.
Malware detection.
To keep them folks from stealing your shit. That's money.
Yeah, it is.
And now, and what was explained to me not too long ago was people, the U.S. government now asking, all right, so where was your startup in your business this year? I said, so, huh? I said, we've been in business since 2019. All right, so now what the question is, for 2023, how much money was in the bank account of your business? So,
right.
An example we'll give. If your business started 2023, had $20,000 in his bank account, and then let's say you have $7,000 in deductions or losses, you technically could not claim more than just that $7,000 in losses. That's just one example.
Give me that example again. Run it back for me one more time.
So if my bank account, whoever bank account, the business owner, had $20,000 in January 1, 2023.
Okay.
Let's say you had deductions or losses you could take out the bank account. You could only take out that seven. That's one example. So what I'm going to say is that's a business that didn't go in the hole. So let's take the second example. A business that had $7,000 January 1, 2023, and they had a negative loss of $15,000, which means they now are $8,000 in the hole from that year.
Right.
They can only deduct that $7,000.
Which is what they already had in the account to start with.
Exactly. So now.
So what you put in there is the max you'll be able to claim.
Or what you start with.
What you start with is the max you'll be able to claim.
Yeah, so now...
It's like the world's biggest, largest, longest checkbook.
Exactly. And so then what happens is they go into this deeper realm of the hole, saying if you didn't put any 401ks or you didn't have any W-2 employees. So let's just use Watch for an example.
But hold on. Stick a pin right there.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, like, influencers and the people that started up during the pandemic, the whole reason they started was so that they could keep all of their dollars to themselves and expend as little dollars as possible. Okay? That was the whole reason they started. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I
talk? I'm going right there with you, girl. I just want people on camera to see me. Because I'm right there with you.
That was the whole reason. Hey, I don't have any money. I may have just gotten laid off or whatever cause. So, B, now I'm going to start this business with little to no money. So, C, hopefully pull in money that I can now put in my pocket. I ain't got to log into your bitch-ass job, no way. Did I hit everything?
Basically, what Uncle Sam just said is, Master said, bring y'all asses back for you.
Oh, my God.
Listen, what I'm telling y'all is they have moved the goalpost once again.
One more time.
And I mean, man, it's not fair. It's not cool. We just talked about, you know, how small and medium businesses are the backbone of America. And once again, they just said, with your small business ass, fuck you.
But you was getting away.
They just said it once again, man. It's
like black people do start businesses as a result of losing a job.
Yes.
When you lose a job and you decide, I'm going to go chase my dream, you typically cannot afford to go all in because you're running a risk at that point. Because you still got to eat. So you need to pop off quick.
It's almost to the point that, you know, it hurts partnerships.
It does.
S corps, sole proprietorships, and certain trusts. So this is what they did. They basically said, if two of us, like me and Miss Parker, you fucked. If you by yourself, you fucked. If you take money out your 401k to start your business, you fucked.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you got money from your parents, grandparents, and you borrow that money to start your business, you're fucked. This is what happens. You have to win in every endeavor in life. Government is not going to help you. Unless you get a small $1 million loan and turn it to $1,275,348 in that next year. That's the only way you win. You have to make money. For those small business owners who are now going to take losses, which is like 75-80% of small businesses, that's the reality they just hit you with.
Yeah.
That you now, when honestly, it feels even worse because me and Ms. Parker, this is not solely self-income for us.
No.
We still have regular corporate jobs.
We made sure we have always made that super plain, super clear. You still work full-time. I still work full time.
I don't trust them hoes.
No, I don't trust you.
I don't trust what I'm saying.
I don't trust you.
And who now on social media, they're now starting to block political talk. So
mute it.
Yeah.
I'll say mute it.
So even if we're talking like we're talking, this is not against the U.S. government. It's just stating the fact what they're doing to small businesses and medium businesses. They're screwing us. That's the truth. That's black and white. They're not hiding it.
No.
So what's the point in acknowledging what's going on in real life?
Right.
And so we're looking at this. And so for like, even when we talk about deductions, so like, let's just say you went on a business trip. You technically, I'm understanding, in any SBA, or any financial advisor can correct us or correct me. It's
fine. Right, right. This is our perspective. This is our view. This is our opinion on what we deal with directly because of our circumstance and or situation that is very specific to us.
What we're saying is, what you used to be able to write off, like a business trip, a dinner, you went out, you had did something, and it was all business associated.
Yeah, you were working on a partnership and y'all decided to meet up for hors d'oeuvres, whatever. Right. An appetizer and a cocktail. You put that on the business credit card. Now, you can take that and write that off as an expense when it comes time to file taxes the next year. When that shit gone. Stop feeding your family and your friends on your business credit card because you think you're going to be able to write it.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, that's what they've done. For small businesses. No, but listen, hold on. I'm trying to get you to understand. This shit don't apply to everybody. This shit apply to certain people that ain't got enough money in the game.
Yeah.
We talk about skin in the game.
That's an episode.
Yep. What I'm talking about is when they come out and say, oh, Mr. Parker, Mrs. Parker, you know, y'all had $12,000 in expenses. Well, we went and looked beginning job financial statement, y'all had $7,000 to begin the year. You can only claim $7,000 in deductions because that's only what you had to begin the year. And so what I go back to is when people harp, what are you putting into your business? What are you working for? What are you doing for your business? When you're expending money,
yeah,
you're expending money to expound or help your business. And then that financial return somewhat. And I'm saying you just get every penny back.
Right. You never get, well, I ain't going to say never. We've never seen every penny return.
Okay. You should get some of your pennies back. Now they're to the point where you're not getting zero pennies back.
Zero.
And it's to the point where, like I'm saying, like the goalpost once again has been moved. And it's only being moved for small to medium businesses. It's not being moved for these people that get all the tax breaks.
Right. They're already getting hookups anyway, so.
And then, like, you know, me and Ms. Parker have been around, been talking to people, trying to just, you know, do certain things in certain areas. And it's like, ooh, you need a certain dollar amount to get to. Well, if you don't get to a bigger business, you're not going to get to that bigger dollar amount. Let's just keep it a buck. And so, especially like for us, we're in apparel. That's one of our businesses. Like, we can talk about the other two or three later.
We'll get to those a little later.
But we're talking about the apparel business. You can have some of the fly shit ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to go down a rabbit hole real quick and I'm going to get her to put me out of. There was this whole big PR stunt. I'm not going to say PR stunt. For this guy that got promoted or bashed on social media. He basically, somebody said, you ain't fresh. You ain't cool. You don't look good. Man, dude was straight. He had on good ass fit. He was cool. He had starch jeans on. a large retail company capitalized on that public backlash for how he was treated on social media. Took him on a whole shopping spree.
Wow.
We should use it as a campaign thing.
Why? NIL.
She went NIL. This dude like 40.
Oh.
Anyway, NIL is like somebody just talked trash about how dude looked on social media. And that dude was cool. And he had on one of their shirts.
Yeah.
And so we did a whole campaign behind it. So they basically got.
Did they not use his name, his image, and his likeness?
Shit, yeah.
Okay.
But they hooked him up, too.
They probably didn't pay him, but.
I mean, shit, he got paid in the shopping spree. I mean, let's be honest.
That's NIL.
You know what I'm saying? If you go, hey, man, I'm just a regular cat, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, somebody give you a $10,000 worth of clothes, I think this Parker could.
Irregular then.
You ain't just a regular. You somebody out there.
Regular.
And so it's like, that's what we're talking about. Like, when we say, like, we feed on that negative, jump on that stuff, and it's like, it's just some real quick stuff. And so now, they done jumped that, and now, we don't pay no taxes, nothing on that.
No.
He just got free gift.
He just got free gift.
Just got hooked. So he had no business.
Nah.
The business people that ran that business?
Yeah.
That's what they just hit.
Now they can write, that's a write-off for them, because that's money they put into their business, even though they already had their product and stuff on.
We can write that off as a donation.
Yeah. Charitable contribution.
So that's what I'm saying when it comes to the engines. We can just do that. Like, hell, I would have gave Uncle a few shots. I don't know what to send to. By the time I looked at him, they had already wrapped him up. So,
yeah.
Man, he ain't going to take that.
He's the one's status now. He is influencer status.
That quick.
Yeah. And because of something negative.
And that's what people think. He's that quick.
Yeah.
It's not that quick. And so when we go back to like us, when we're looking at this tax situation, it happens that quick. Change the rule book on
us. Yeah, they did.
They just flipped the switch and said, oh, well, since y'all were just maintaining or getting a little bit out of this, the U.S. government comes by, revenue service, you fucking dirtbag motherfuckers. They said, oh, but we've seen since 2020, and this is real talk,
is an influx.
An influx of small businesses on the rise. So don't think of
it. It ain't even got to be small businesses on the rise. It's people who are operating businesses that are small, understanding how the game has been run in the past.
And they change the rule.
So we're going to change it. We're going to flip it on y'all one more time.
And also, what did you see during the pandemic? Bunch of people leave corporate America.
They did. They got access to them PPPs.
to leave
smile. And they left. They decided, I've been profaning curses. Was that what you do? I don't know. It's no dig at anybody.
Oh, no.
But now I'm going to go try to crochet full time because this job had me stressed out anyway.
What they saw was corporate America take a dip in those who had workers.
Yeah.
Listen, this shit ain't no different than before the slaves was freed. Massa saw he lost some folks. Massa went and talked to his friend. And Massa said, hey, get them motherfuckers back.
Right.
I mean, this is...
People were starting to be okay with not having, like, full-fledged benefits. They were starting to be okay. Like, oh, I can make it. Well, we got to put some more constraints around. And that's what they did. I mean, they did. So, no. No, you can't sit up here and I'm using influencer for example. That ain't no bashing. You can't sit up here, be an influencer, expend X amount of dollars, but bring in, you know, X amount of dollars, then go file your tax returns because you now have wrapped everything up into an LLC and think now you're gonna get, you know, 10, 11, 12, just throwing numbers out there, 15,000 back. And now your ass gonna live off of it the last quarters of the year. It's quarter three and quarter four. No, they just didn't figure something out.
Man, let me tell you, Ms. Parker did hit y'all with about 5 million. She just basically said, what they saw was an uptick in folks that didn't have no W-2 employees.
Independence.
Beside themselves.
Yeah.
And honestly, you can't file a W-2 yourself because even though you're self-employed, you technically can't pay yourself if you don't make money.
Right.
So let's just say, if you somebody that made a few thousand dollars, I'm saying like anything under $35,000 or $40,000.
Yeah.
If you got $35,000 or $40,000 and you said, oh, I ain't made but 12 or 13, or put 12 or 13 to the business, they're going to say, what did you start off with?
Yeah.
If you say zero, none of that shit can be written off.
Zero is what counts. What Brandy say? Almost doesn't count.
Girl. Talking about, girl, look at you.
Zero is what counts. Because what they're saying, they're taking away your ability to have a plan to move forward. Like, plan without a plan. Like, I'm just fixing, I'm about to try and wing this. Nah, you got to be able to be somebody that had that small $1 million loan from your daddy. Like, you see what I'm saying? What they saying is it's levels to this shit.
Basically, they just took you and moved you out the field.
That's right.
But they put you back in another field.
Yep, that's right.
They said, oh, you thought you was finna be you gonna use us to be a come up.
Nah, you ain't gonna live off us.
And I'm gonna say this out loud. I'm not gonna use the platform. A lot of people that said what this passed in a bunch of Congress halls, they done is they moved the goalposts and so that, you know, they're going to ban certain platforms and this. They basically said what that happened for that is what the IRS just did.
Yeah.
They basically said, no ass out here by yourself making millions of dollars. No, you're not.
Right.
They're like, no, if you ain't paying nobody, if you ain't got no W-2 employees, they're finna tax your motherfucking
You ain't no real business that can reap real benefits. That was my more words to end it with.
Hey, we'll catch y'all next time.